This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. This week, the Austin Independent School District began holding a series of public meetings at schools affected by its proposal to close and consolidate 12 campuses across the district. These have been the first meetings AISD has hosted with parents after it proposed these dramatic changes throughout the district. Tomorrow, AISD is holding a district-wide meeting at Austin High School from noon to 2. Anyone can show up. KUT's Claire McInerney has attended all of the meetings so far. That's a lot of meetings.
It's been a journey.
How has AISD's tone changed throughout these meetings?
Night and day throughout the week. First two meetings earlier in the week, people walked in, they had a PowerPoint, they had this plan to try and break into small groups, and P's parents pushed back on that. Same with Met's people. And then Wednesday morning when I showed up, they had put chairs in a circle and they had a new moderator who didn't quite work on this plan, and it changed dramatically. But the biggest shift was Wednesday night at Webb Middle School. Matias Segura, who was kind of the architect of this plan, apologized, which we haven't heard. And this is what he said. I don't have tape of it, but he said, "We did not do a good job of communicating this to the communities. We are very, very sorry for the hurt we caused, and we are committed to improving." And that came after a bunch of Webb parents were saying, "We didn't even know we were being considered. We found out on the news. We didn't know if that was a rumor." And so they admitted that we didn't do this outreach before the plan was submitted and put out into the world. And now they're kind of backtracking, saying, "Now we want your input. Like, let's do this together."
Well, it sounds like a lot of people had questions about why their schools were chosen and what the process was to choose which schools would be closed.
If I had to guess, I would say most parents don't feel like they got a satisfying answer after this week to that question. You know, the district saying it wasn't just data, and, you know, it seems that that's the case because some people kept saying, like, "But our scores are good," or "Another school's building is worse off than ours," or, you know, this, that, or the other. And the district kept saying, "Yeah, but it wasn't just about one of those things. We tried to consider a lot," but they haven't gone at each school and said, "So here's why Brook Elementary is on the list. It was this, 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 and this." They haven't really done that. And then, you know, some people were saying, "We passed this bond in 2017 because we heard this will make the schools better. So now we feel tricked." A parent I talked to who's a Brook Elementary parent, Margaret Perez, said she felt tricked because a few years ago, Brook was kind of on a list for closure, and the district said, "Hey, if you can get your enrollment up, we won't consider you for closure."
Like almost 100 more. I mean, it's not just like, "Oh, we made it by like one or two." Our goal, we exceeded that goal. So it's just really disheartening.
So they saw increased enrollment, so she's confused, why us now? So there's just a lot of feeling like there wasn't transparency.
What are parents' thoughts on this proposal, the idea that AISD is going to be modernizing schools and making the buildings where campuses are consolidated, making those buildings better?
This is one of those things that everybody doesn't want. I don't know if it's happening because of a closure, but all the families at every school I went to this week said, "We don't care about a new building. We like our teachers and we like our programs, and like, we don't care that it's kind of old." The district countered saying, "Yeah, but this isn't really productive." And so this morning at Maplewood, I heard an example that earlier this year, the AC went out, the principal walked in, and she had to spend the whole day calling the district, dealing with a work order, dealing with the guy who came out. And the person from AISD said, "And you know what she didn't do that day? Work with her teachers, coach her teachers, make a plan for the next couple of weeks." She didn't do anything that helped the students because she was working with something that's very old. And so their whole goal of these modernizations is to remove that stuff from the table. But it just seems that there's a huge divide on that issue between the parents and the district. The district's goal with this is more modernized buildings. You know, because if you go to new school districts like Manor and Round Rock and stuff, their buildings are drastically different than AISD. And so AISD is trying to match that. And another point they kept saying was teacher salaries and then repairs come from the same pot of money. Yes, we get bond money every once in a while, but
that can't go to maintenance and operations, right?
Yeah. And so they're saying, like, if we have to go and fix an AC a couple times a year, that takes out of the same pot of money that we pay our teachers with. And so they're like, we're making this choice of not doing that and trying to invest more in the people.
Like I mentioned, you went to all of these campus level meetings this week, and the schools that you went to vary quite a bit in their demographic makeup. And I'm wondering if you saw any differences in terms of the conversation or the concerns that parents had.
Yeah, at Sims Elementary, Brook Elementary, and Webb Middle School, there was a lot of conversation around transportation. So I heard, you know, parents saying, "I don't have a car. Right now I can walk to school. If I go to this new school, are you going to give me a bus?" it's going to be a little murky. It's going to be case by case because the policy is if you live less than 2 miles away from your school, you don't get a bus. So these parents without cars are choosing to live near a school that they can walk to. And so they're feeling like that leaves them in a bad spot. You know, this one woman who I talked to, Manuela Cisneros, is a former parent at Webb. And she was saying, if you don't give some of our kids a bus, it'll take them 3 Cap Metro buses to get to the new school.
How are y'all going to transfer children from Dobie, Webb to Dobie if it does, the change does happen?
There was a big difference with the Pease and Maplewood parents. They came in really asking for, like, what's that data point? Well, I have something else that counters that. I'd also say the difference was at the other schools, there were Spanish translations. So we had to stop and take a pause after people spoke. So it felt more of a conversation where the energy felt really ramped up with Pease and Maplewood, especially at the beginning, as people's emotions were just coming out in their first opportunity to talk.
I know there were a lot of questions about the timeline and the timing of all this. What is the timeline and what are you hearing from parents about it?
Right now, the board has said that they will vote on this in November. And so they're also saying they're going to do a second draft. And so that would come out in a couple weeks. And people are saying, slow the timeline down, because if you're going to do a new draft and affect different communities, they'll want to talk to you. Maybe it'll get pushed back. But so far right now, it's just November. So some people are saying just push it back. Another popular thing was, what's the timeline then if we are chosen for closure? And so this is Maplewood parent Jamie Deborek, who was saying, okay, so if Maplewood closes, the new modernized school, when it opened for a couple years, what's going on in those next couple years?
I wonder about what happens when we do transition and Campbell will be overcrowded from day one. So what's going to happen? What's the, like, are there just going to be 10 more portables thrown in Campbell? What's actually going to happen to that?
And that's valid. Parents want to know what's going to happen day to day for my kid, because the district has not laid out a plan and strategies for helping schools combine. That's something that they said, we hear you. And to all of these questions, the district was really saying, we are listening to you. We're going to do a second draft. This isn't a done deal. And so we'll kind of see what that second draft looks like and if any of this stuff is included.
KUT's Claire McInerney joining us. She's attended all of the public meetings held this week by the Austin Independent School District at campuses affected by AISD's proposal to close and consolidate 12 campuses. You can find a schedule of where the next meetings are taking place at KUT.org. There is a district-wide meeting happening tomorrow from noon to 2 at Austin High School. Thanks so much for this, Claire.
Thank you.